Welcome everyone. This is Nichelle Anderson. I'm the host of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond. So today we're going to continue on focusing on the future series of Nahara, Princess Amenia. This timeline is pretty much before adult. That is part of my book. That's my book timelines. It's kind of a little bit before that, before she really gets to meet the kings and so forth. And Nahara loses all those moments that he had with just both of them, right? So in this particular one, it is entitled, "And Whom Is This? Dama, but another." So this right here is going to tap into where Dama also grew up with Amenia, but Nahara had a lot of more time because they was both living in ancient Egypt, which in reference to my book is Mitraim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt. So this particular timeline, when I coded PA number 3, helps to separate it from the earlier years when I first did this. I'm like, you know, I need to kind of tap into that for those that followed my book perspective. And I came up with the future series, but it was really when it was like 9 or 10. Now, in this season, I just had this vision and this connection to kind of tap into where they got a little bit older, their preteen years. That's where we're at right now. If you want to purchase that book, you can on Barnes & Noble or Amazon. If you already purchased it, please leave a review if you love it. Positive review, okay? Follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know it, WhatsApp. Talk to a sister, okay? If you're loving this, do sign up to my Substack. It's a premium membership. You get more access to stories like this, particularly if you love the future series of Nahara and Princess Amenia. That's when he had her all to herself, okay? Also, join my Discord. Do check out my NFT collection, the Pyramid Mystery Temple Reunion. Go to moleworld.com. Check out that. It's a whole collection of 10K. You got to get on this, okay? It's an investment, all right? Also, do check out my molebeauty.com. I expanded my brand, skincare for men and women. You want to get that luxury healing? I got it. I got my ancient Egypt formulas. It's going to work, y'all. Check it out. All right, it's for the King and Me or the Topaz Oasis Queens collection. That's on that website as well. You can find it in the description. And buy some t-shirts, mole.com/shop. If you like all of this, particularly my Atlantis short stories and, of course, Mole. All right, my album, music. Gotta get in love, okay? When Love Was Divine is available, go ahead and share that. And my next song as well, and the album, go to mole.com. It gets you all in the know right there of my album. Support me on that. I will have my live shows on relationships. I will post that when my next one are. And of course, my live stream on Mole, Love Guru, where I just have music playing and use it with your boo. Enjoying yourself. My other podcast show is Surviving Your Journey Towards Success. Go ahead and join that. It's a motivational podcast. All right. With all that out the way, let's go ahead and get into this. I love this particular episode. It's going to be really good because we finally get a hang of the episode where Dama enters this domain of Nahara, having Princess Amenia. She got to get married and all that. So the last episode where My Heart Breathes Only of You, My Love Divine, is where Nahara did two things. The adventure, getting a connection, flying starships, and bringing something back just for the person that he loved. So it was a very intimate moment with just both of them. So do check that out. It's very loving. And this particular episode is where Nahara discovers again that this Dama is still a future thorn he will have to deal with, as the interaction seeing him proves that with Princess Amenia. So there's still a timeline with their younger teenage years, and Dama is on the scene, and you can kind of see the blueprint of what's coming in the future when Dama gets older and really takes the rule of Zimbabwe. And Nahara hones on the years prior to Princess Amenia, and he gets kind of really strategic in securing that opportunity that he feels in his mind. In my book, the first scene, I was like, all these images and memories come back, which would be the first scene. And that first scene was Nahara driving I call it E-chariot. Princess Amenia was with them, and he was going to this palace, and that was the first scene. I never forget it. He had dreads. I could see he had he was brown skinned, but his skin was like a brownish reddish, if that matters to you, in that regard. And his dreads was long, and it was reddish brownish too. His eyes kind of matched that auburn. I never forget that feeling when it was all these images. I didn't know how to start the book, and all of a sudden, this is raw. This is what you get on my premium channel, okay? Raw, behind the scenes, never been released type information. Anyway, but it's a moment that I'll never forget. And I couldn't make up my mind as a new author and writer that I'm going to take these memories and just going to put in a book. I don't know, just put it on paper. And what's going to be the first scene? And I'm just going to type That's what came in my spirit. Just type, it will decide. And sure enough, I remember typing, and I remember that day when I saw of the image, and it was beautiful. Clouds was out, skies was blue, and I could hear the horses. I can hear, and then that's when I saw Nahar, and I saw me, and we're sitting in the chariot. And I remember describing that moment and the feeling and the energy with it that he wanted to just share some time alone. So that last, the previous episode connects with that. It repeats itself going to the future, where it gets to the timeline of my book. Hopefully that was clear to connect the dots. And I remember describing how he looked to the T, and it just flowed. And since then, another scene, another vision that I saw. So that led to the next moment and then the next chapter, and it just built on like that. Like I said, I wrote that book in 2 months, not because it took that long, that's really fast, but you know, doing other things, I didn't have time to really do it every day 24/7, but I was just writing the memory, writing the what I could see through the eyes of Aminya. And those are the memories. And anyway, that was just something I never forget, that first page on chapter one. I never forget that. And when I finished it, I couldn't believe it. Like, how am I able to do all this? Like, I didn't have no notes or nothing like that. It just came through, like remembering what you just did 2 seconds ago. And that was the scene, him taking her somewhere. Later during the book, I realized that he always liked to do that, to feel not only that he was able to bring her something, but just something different than the norm, and to get that expression of excitement, right? Something new, something different. And she enjoyed that, and he enjoyed doing that. I think that was really another factor of their connection. All right, so that is just a sample that can just come right out, but in my premium Substack, Malay World Short Stories, the premium member, you get all that access, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and get into this. Let's get this started. And let's begin for my season 7 of 2023 to 2024 for this week of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond, for PA number 3, entitled, And Whom Is This, Dama, But Another? Opening scene, in Mitzrayim, the mid-dawn of them, Nahar and his best friend, Otor, lean on the banister of his parents' home, as royal statesman and associate of Otor always had the best view of the royal family. His hair was not as in dreads of Nahar, but braided down, tugged under his hair wrap, showing the one gemstone that his father gave to him as an honor bestowed by the great elder Chahid many cycles ago, and it was a huge celebration of the work that his father done for that mission afar. He was the same height of Nahar, and he grew up in the neighborhood of their society class, with his younger sister always excited when Nahar entered to visit, as her hopes were one day he would even pay her attention. But as usual, Nahar was there to visit him and get to the awesome view of the royal palace of Abaz, and then they were both with Siha, Princess Aminya. Otoa had a crush on Princess Aminya as well, but one day he just noticed how Nahar stared at Princess Aminya and knew that his dear best friend really loved her and seemed not to know the inner workings of his friendship with her, that she is to marry someone from the Sindan of the South. Otoa felt to whatever he had to work on, that it will be dissolved rather than he cared about their friendship more than a rivalry for the hand and the heart of Princess Aminya. Instead, he would do anything to make his dream reality, to be the one that Princess Aminya chooses in the years not yet upon them. Suddenly, as they both leaned on the banister, Otoa's younger sister entered with a wooden tray and noticed, as though she was 2 or 3 years younger, pulled her Nubian dress up in circles and wearing one of the new dresses along with a crisscross of ribbons for her bracelets. She was smiling largely than ever before, than the walls of Tunis, south of Mitzrayim, where all the younger children and teenagers go to visit to swim at Nahar. She was ready to be able to speak and say something, but she nodded and laid the wood tray of food down and looked over to Naha that Atora nudged him to see, and he smiled at his younger sister and then turned back to where they were once staring for that moment in the location they would always see Princess Amelia with her family, walking towards either the other rooms of their palace or their early morning bath. Atora motioned his sister to leave, that's all she was going to get. Within a few moments, she brought in some water and laid it down next to the food and held her hands together to hope that Naha would give her just another one more smile. Atora shook no to her and pointed to the door to leave, and then he turned back around to look out towards the distance of the palace, where a large opening to let a spoon in and the breeze flowed all the way down to where they were. Atora noticed someone and knew it. Here they are. There. He pointed to the area of their vast royal palace. Naha slowly smiled. How much you want to Sata? She is wearing both her bracelets. I gave her the other moon cycle near my petal. Atora laughed. Yes, you were wrong last time though. Just then, there was the royal family. They saw Princess Hannah, that Atora always blushed. She was so gorgeous, Atora spoke cycles ago. He said again, Princess Hannah is so gorgeous. But word is she has already accepted a king in the western part of the Sudan, a huge ruler of trade and resources. If only I was older and prestigious. Ha 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 ha, they both laughed. Nahara leaned forward for a closer view of the others entering the level. Atora, you never know, she might just backed out of that planned marriage, Princess Hannah. What I hear from some of their Baz guards, she is not happy. Atora quickly looked over to his dear friend with excitement and wildness. Be serious, Nahar, and not of games of that of the unknown. Then Nahar reached in his side pouch to clear up spruce stone and looked through it and said, I am. She wants out, but the politics of it and the notion of this and that, you never know. Atora yelled with his arms up, Yay-woo! Yay-woo! And they both realized that loud sound they quickly ducked to hide down as those of the royal family looked their way to this odd sound they heard. Both of them, the two, Naha and Atora, started laughing so hard as they backed to the stone wall banister to his home of Atora. They laughed and laughed some more, and Atora crawled over to the table and got them some food, and they laughed again. Then Naha remembered all of a sudden, I was missing her. So he kneeled up to look over the banister as his Nubian auburn dress flew back and forth as on a sail on the Nile River. Atora slowly looked over the banister as well, and there she was. Princess Amelia. In the most beautiful, breathtaking dress, like a coral color from deep of the sea of the ocean, and with white, with a touch of turquoise that touched to the few inches from her calves, surrounded it, and it swung so softly like lavender lilies in the onset of the summer in Mitzrayim, in ancient Egypt, of her sandals. They glistened all the way that they could see. Her hair was parted in the middle, drizzled down with Nubian braids of her own, adorned of emerald stone and sapphires, with matching bracelets that Naha tried to identify. Was that his gift to her not long ago? There was other female attendants that was around her, and then there was Queen Hagar. Suddenly, a male their age entered on the level. Prince Amir turned to wait a few seconds, and then this male met up with her. And the moment that stuck in Nahar's throat, that this young man put his hand softly on her shoulder, and he hugged her and tried to kiss her cheek, but they were interrupted by what it seems Princess Amelia's best friend, her cousin, Lepabla, from Ethiopia, had entered also on that walkway where they were. Atora recognized that male and knew Nahar would ponder. Nahar slowly stood up, not caring now who saw him or Atora. Atora often told him not to do to still hide, not let them know that you'll be watching them, as he will lose his perfect location. But he knew Nahar was upset and not feeling this stranger that was with Princess Amelia. Nahar said, staring in that direction as he watched this male now holding Princess Amelia's hand as they walked in formation, with the others around to another part location of the royal palace. Nahar spoke, barely blinking, and said, "And to whom is this, the Princess Aminia? Do you know of him?" Atara nodded and spoke softly. "It seems he is from Zimbabwe, a son of a ruler, King Kohan." And Atara pointed to another part of the palace, the grand royal steps leading to the entrance. And sure enough, it was King Kohan of Zimbabwe, arriving with over 100 people with him, and of guards and attendants, with loads of gifts of food and resources. It must have brought his son with him. Nahar's facial expression changed instantly before speaking. She is not old enough to marry yet. So why is he here, just to prove there is another? Otori was careful on what to say, to not have pain of his dear friend's heart. Then Otori spoke as both looked towards the palace and watched the young male walk holding hands of Princess Aminia. Otori spoke. "They call him Damar." Nahar looked down for a moment and then slowly back up again. "Ah, I remembered that one. He was at the commune of leadership of the moon." "He is not worthy of a heart as she has," pointing. "Keeps looking at those female attendants as if they are eyeing him due to his position of a son to a ruler of the great land of ancient Zimbabwe. He is more interested in seeing how many female attendants will adore him." Toro looked over to his friend, but Nahar kept looking ahead and then said, "There is always another, the heart of Princess Aminia, but none of my caliber and loyalty." Atora looked out towards the palace again, and in silence as they both continued to watch Damar holding Princess Aminia's hand into the enclosed part of the palace of their walkthrough, into their appearance fade of none. Both Atora and Nahar, as in unison, crossed their arms together against their chest in deep thought. As in rhythm of their thoughts and the sound of the wind picking up as the Nile River start on another set different course of flow through Mitzrayim, both of them said together, "Na hafna eid norda ye afata sat sunna." Translation of ancient Mitzrayim: "I have an idea of that one." End scene.